Hello, world. This is Wichita. Files of a great newspaper come great stories of a great city. Stories of Wichita, the peerless princes of the prairie. Since 1872, the Wichita Eagle has been recording the progress of this city, from Cowtown to the great metropolis. And now, through the magic of radio, these stories of the past live again.
A genuine, full-blooded Indian chief and the inventor of this marvelous, life-giving, blood-building tonic known as Chief Red Moon Elixir of Life. Get around closer, folks. Now step up real close and get in here so I can talk to you. I want to talk to each man, woman, and child. We're going to have a show, folks, and it's all free. All free. All free.
Yes, step right up, ladies and gentlemen. It's all free. Do you remember the days when there was always a medicine show in town? When kerosene torches blazed brightly on the street corner, where the medicine show platform was set up, and the crowd gathered nightly to listen to the spellbinding words of some fake doctor selling a bit of colored water at $1 per bottle? Well, that's our story for tonight. The story of the medicine show man, a very familiar figure in early day Wichita. But before we raise the curtain on this amusing drama of yesterday, let's listen to a little drama of today.
Hello?
Hello, are you the lady who put the ad in the Eagle?
Why, yes, I had some furniture I wanted to sell.
Good, I'll be right over to look at it. I think it's just what I need.
All right, thank you. Phew, that was quick. Why, I just phoned that ad in this morning. I didn't expect to get such quick results.
Yes, friends, little incidents like this take place every day. You place a classified ad in the Wichita Eagle, and you get quick results. Because the Eagle goes into more homes in Wichita and adjacent territory than any other Kansas newspaper, you'll naturally get results. The Eagle carries more classified advertising than any other newspaper in Kansas. For ads that produce results, use the Wichita Eagle. And now we lift the curtain on a drama of early day Wichita, the story of the medicine man. During the years that preceded the 20th century, Wichita saw many free shows on its streets. These were a part of the color of every small town in the lush years of the 1890s, but they were a part of the bright picture that won for these years the Gay 90s title. Now, for the benefit of those who have never seen a medicine show, let us paint a picture of what many early Wichitans saw on the streets. A platform would be erected at a busy corner. Gaudy banners and posters proclaimed the wonders of some patent medicine. And at night, kerosene torches lighted this platform, which was filled with an assortment of performers, banjo players, blackface comedians, an Indian chief who quite often had a decidedly Brooklyn accent and probably never saw a real Indian until he came west. And, of course, the most important figure of all, the medicine show doctor. Usually he was a very dignified figure with high silk hat, frock coat, and a professional manner that would put a real doctor to shame. The medicine show doctor never hesitated to claim that...
Ladies and gentlemen, this marvelous, this sensational, life-giving tonic will absolutely cure cancer, consumption, chilblains, gallbladder, swollen feet, inflammation of the liver, kidneys, stomach, and the nasal passages. Chief Red Moon Tonic has cured thousands who have suffered from cancer from consumption. Chief Red Moon Tonic has literally reached out and grabbed these long-suffering souls back from the very brink of the grave. And what price am I asking for this marvelous tonic? What price am I asking for an elixir that will save your life? Only $1. $1 to cure you of cancer, consumption, and all other ailments of the inner man.
Yes, just $1 for a bottle of colored water, guaranteed to cure practically every disease known to man. And did the good citizens of early day Wichita believe it? Yes, we're sorry to say they did. Thousands fell for the siren cry of the medicine man, rich man, poor man. They all paid $1 for the tonic that was said to cure all ailments. And the charlatans who sold it laughed gleefully as they counted out the money.
23, 24, 25, 50. The crook. Somebody passed in a lead quarter. That ain't honest. That ain't. 24, 25, 100, $125. That ain't bad, that ain't bad.
No, Doc, as you so quaintly phrase it, that ain't bad.
$125, 125 bottles of Red Moon Indian Elixir.
125 poor souls who think they'll be cured.
And they will, my friend, they will. Old Doc Giggum's marvelous, sensational, life-giving pulse.
Save it, Doc. You're not on the platform now.
But I have to keep in trim, my boy. I have to keep up that old lingo going strong. Yes, sir, ain't no letting up, never do.
Doc.
The whole secret of seducing the American public is to keep talking fast,
Doc, will you listen to me?
Yes, sir, you know, you got to talk faster. Look
Doc.
Smarter, play wise.
Hey,
what is it, Johnny?
Hey, Doc, you are undoubtedly the world's worst faker, the most incorrigible old charlatan ever to walk the face of the earth.
Yes, that I am, Johnny, that I am.
But I like you. You've been a great guy to me, Doc.
Ah, don't mention it, Johnny. You've been a big help to me. You just stick around and you wear diamonds, kid. Yes, sir, diamonds as big as horse eyes.
But I don't wear big diamonds, Doc.
Well, then rubies, emeralds, what do I care? Buy what you want. Why, the money's here, kid. The money's here in this great, rich, fertile territory. This lovely valley of the Arkansas where there's more suckers than sunflowers. Ah, yes, sir, the sunflower suckers. And I ain't gonna stop
them. Doc, ain't is hardly a good word for a doctor to use.
Huh? It ain't.
No, it's not proper. I've been intending to tell you that for some time. But if you're going to play the role of a dignified doctor, you ought to at least sound like a man who might have been exposed to a college education.
Education?
Yeah.
Why, what do you mean? Why, my boy, I can sound more high-powered than any college professor you ever heard of. Just let me get a crowd in front of me. Let me get wound up. A crowd there with money in their pockets. And I'll give them so much oratory and grammar, they'll just hand it over every dime they got. Yes, sir. What do I do when I get in front of that crowd?
Yes. You do a very good job. You paint a glowing picture of the human anatomy.
That I do.
You bandy medical terms all over the place, and you sell the poor fools the medicine.
Sure I do.
Yeah.
If a man's got a dollar in his pocket, he's going to have it out, and I'm going to have the dollar in my pocket.
And he'll have a bottle of cheap Red Moon Indian Elixir.
Right.
Oh, Doc, doesn't your conscience ever hurt you?
My boy, a conscience is something that just stands in the way of prosperity. I will have none of it.
No, I guess you won't.
That's right.
But I'm afraid I will. You know, I'm going to have to leave you, Doc.
Yes, sure. What? Johnny, don't be silly. Well, I need you. You're the best little black-faced comedian in the business. And you can substitute for me. Wash off that burnt cork, grow a beard, put some glasses on, and you could sell a barrel of this medicine.
No, thanks. Not me.
Why not? Look, Johnny. Look at this town. Wichita, a fine, proud little city, full of all sorts of folks, good, honest, hard-working folks, and they all got ills, Johnny. They all got pains in their necks, in their backs, their feet, their stomachs. They all hope to find the magic cure. And all you got to do is tell them about cheap Red Moon Indian Elixir.
Oh, yes, I know.
And this is just one town. Look at the towns we played. Look ahead of you, son. Into the future. Why, you can be a millionaire if you want to.
But I don't want to be a millionaire.
You don't?
No. No, I want to be what you pretend to be. A real doctor. A benefactor to humanity. Listen, Doc. Ever since I was a little kid in that orphanage back east, I dreamed of the day when I could really know enough to cure people and relieve their suffering. You talk about these people here in this town, their ills, aches, and pains. Well, I know them better than you do. I know how much they need good, competent medical care.
Ah, think of yourself first, Johnny. Get the money for yourself first.
Yeah, sure I am. That's why I'm telling you this. I want more money, Doc.
Yes.
Why, you ungrateful...
Now, wait a minute, Doctor. I know what you're going to say. You picked me up in Chicago, and I was broke, a hungry, green, lanky kid, ready to do almost anything for a
square meal. Sure, and I fed you the best porterhouse steak you ever had in your belly.
Ah, sure, sure. And then you taught me how to back up my face and talk like a darkman.
That's right.
Tell old jokes.
Yes, sir. Why does a chicken cross the road, boss?
Who is that lady I saw you out with last night? Sure, sure.
Sure, they're old jokes, Johnny, but people laugh at them.
And you taught me how to play a banjo and to make a fool of myself.
That's right.
You taught me how to sell that fake medicine to you. How to make it. How to take a gallon of water and a little coloring and stir
and
it up.
And the physic. Don't forget that.
Oh,
there's
yes,
always a little
yes,
physic
course,
in old Doc's medicine. I don't eat them,
sure,
not too
sure,
much.
Sure, sure. All right, all right. I won't forget that. Yes, Doc, you taught me a lot. You taught me that people fall for almost anything, if you blind them to the truth with pretty words and fancy speech. You taught me that I'm a fool, that I've been working for you for room and board and a little pocket money. Now I want real salary, real money, because I'm going to save it. And when I get enough money, I'm going to go to college and learn to be a real doctor.
Well,
yes, Doc, your pupil's learning. I'm thinking of myself first. I'm thinking of getting money for myself first. Those are your words, Doc.
Johnny, my boy, I forgive you. You have come of age, my lad. And to show you what a warm human heart beats beneath this manly chest of mine, I shall give you a salary. Henceforth, my boy, you shall receive $10 per week.
15.
10, I said.
And I said 15.
12.50 and not a penny more, you ungrateful rubber. I'll kick you out and leave your flat right here.
15, you old charlatan, or I'll go on that platform tomorrow night and tell him how you make that tonic of yours.
My boy, this cuts my heart to shreds.
To say nothing of your pocketbook.
Exactly. Wait a minute, boy. I am tied for the time being. You get the raise. And now get busy. Make up some more of that medicine. I'll have to sell a fortune just to compensate me for this loss.
All right, Doc. I knew you'd see it my way.
Wait a minute. Just a minute, Johnny.
Yeah.
Don't get out that stuff yet. Somebody's knocking at the door. Maybe one of the towners.
All right.
Hello, who is it?
Excuse me, Doctor, but I want to see you.
See me? Indeed. And who are you?
I'm a girl.
Indeed? That's interesting.
Please open the door.
Oh, yes, yes, of course, a girl. How do
Thank you. Dr. Gigham,
yes.
I've listened to your lectures every night.
Oh, that's very interesting indeed. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
I hope you'll forgive my taking the liberty of coming into your wagon.
Oh, quite all right, quite all right.
Doctor, you are a real doctor, aren't you?
What a quaint question. A real doctor.
Forgive me if that sounds foolish.
My dear girl, I have studied in Vienna, in Paris.
Oh,
Paris. And in Berlin, in New York. Before the Royal Medical Society of Paris, I astounded the leading physicians of that astute body with my theory concerning the cardiac influence on the esophagus.
Yes, I heard you say that on the platform tonight.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, Doctor, would you come to my home and see my mother?
Your mother?
Yes, she's ill in bed and unable to be out. She's been ill for some time, and if your medicine's all you say it is, why... I'm sure it would help her.
But certainly it would. But buy a bottle, my dear, and give it to your dear old gray-haired mother.
Her hair isn't gray.
No.
She's really quite young. Too young to be sick and talking of death.
Well, try a bottle anyway. If one doesn't do the trick, another will. Here, allow me to sell you a
bottle. But I've already purchased a bottle.
Then?
You see, my mother has no faith in medicine, in doctors. But if I'm sure if you'd come to our house and talk to her, talk as you do on that platform... Talk of the wonderful cures you've achieved for people. I'm sure she'd believe you. At least she'd try to get well.
Am I to understand that you want me to deliver a private lecture in your home?
Could you?
Well...
I'd be willing to pay if it weren't too much.
Hey?
Oh, please, Doctor, I want my mother to get well. She's so young, so lovely and beautiful. You'd hardly believe she was the mother of a girl my
your
age.
Your age? You must be about 21, eh?
I'm 22. My mother's 42, but when she's feeling well, she doesn't look that old. Oh, if you could only bring back her health and her smile and the beauty that's hers.
My dear one, you have touched the music of my heart. I shall go and see your mother.
Oh, wait a minute, Doc. I want to see you first.
Well, yes, to be sure. My assistant. May I bring him along?
Perhaps you'll be having a little late supper for us. We haven't dined. Well,
certainly.
Yet.
Bring your servant with you.
Oh, yes.
We used to have a darky servant, too, but... Well, he...
Oh, yes, that Johnny. Oh, that's good. Your amazing blackface makeup has led this little maiden to the prairies to believe you're a real dog.
Oh, I'm sorry, aren't you?
No. I just make up like this to entertain the crowd.
Oh, to be sure. He's a very fine-looking young chap when he gets that burnt cork off his face. Quick, Johnny, come. Wash up. And we shall go to the little lady's home and see what we shall see.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate this so much. If you can help her, I'll be so grateful.
We'll talk of that later. And now you just wait outside the wagon, my little prairie flower, while my assistant and I prepare ourselves.
Yes, of course. I'll drive you in my buggy. It's out in the country.
Yes. The country? How far?
Oh, about 10 miles. I do hope you don't mind.
Well, if the food is good, we shall see. And I'll wait for us outside.
Yes, of course.
Yes, right on. There you are, Johnny, my boy. There you are. Face plain raised one hand. You don't have to spend a penny for our supper tonight.
Doc, you're not going to do it.
Of course I am. Quick, wash up. Get that black stuff off your face. And to see the girl, pretty.
She's beautiful.
Well, I'm doing this for you. I thought you'd enjoy getting acquainted with her. What could be a better way?
But... Can't you see that her mother means everything to her? That, well, you know you can't help her.
Silly. I am going on an errand of mercy. But who knows? She may be some hypochondriac with a lot of imaginary ills. I'll give her a song and dance about my medicine, sell her 20, 30, 40 bottles, and we'll be on our way.
Well, I'm going to go along just to see that you don't.
What?
That girl's too sincere. She's too nice to be a victim of your cheap trick.
Oh, get your makeup off. Come along. After all, you're now sharing in the heavy profit of this business. And if I don't make it, my boy, you don't make it.
Yes, Mother. Mother, I got the doctor I told you about. He's come all the way to see you. My mother got...
How do you do? How do you do? Ah, I can see that your daughter's fair charm is inherited from you.
Panic. Take them away.
Mother, please.
Listen
to him, dear.
I don't want no truck with doctors, and you know that.
Oh, but he's different, Mother. He's not in this town. I mean, he's not one of the town doctors. He has a wonderful medicine.
Indeed I have, madam, the very best. Why, in no time at all, after a few bottles of my cheap Red Moon Indian elixir, you'll have roses in your cheeks, cherries on your lips, and a sparkle of diamonds in your eyes.
I don't want no doctors. Get with one of them butchering, murdering devils that killed my son. They cut on him with a knife, and they killed him. They won't kill me.
You see, doctor, we lost my brother about a year ago. A doctor in Wichita advised us to operate, and he died.
Ah, that's those doctors for you. Always wanting to operate, huh? But not so with me. I say my tonic will do the work necessary to repair the rundown human system.
That's what I've been trying to tell Mother. Oh, she needs a doctor. She's been like this for almost 2 days now. In a terrible pain.
I won't have no doctor. My God!
Is that where the pain is?
It's been like that for 2 days. She had it so before, but this is the worst.
Run down condition, probably food clogging. Bloodstream not replenished with the proper oils of nature. A simple strain of the body, complicated by intestinal inflammation. I'll have a well in no time. Now, my dear lady, I have no desire to operate. I only want you to take this golden opportunity to taste the elixir of life, this marvelous luxury. It was just like this. That's the way I talked to her. I talked to her for 1 hour. I talked to her, and finally, she took a sip of the medicine. Said it was good. And then I sold her 40 bottles. Yes, sir, 40 bottles.
And you're not collecting one penny for that junk you sold her.
Are you insane, Johnny? Have you lost your mind?
No, but you have. What if that woman had died for the want of competent medical care? What if she had been... And by George, I think she was... I think she was suffering from an attack of appendicitis.
Nonsense. She got well, didn't she? Isn't she up moving about, feeling better?
No thanks to you.
I resent that. I talked to her, used the power of the mind. I literally made that poor bedridden woman believe that my Indian elixir would cure her pain. And it did. She's up, feeling better. The doctor is bringing me the money to pay me for the 40 bottles I sold her.
And you're not going to take one dime for it. No, sir. Well, you were busy talking up your fake medicine to her mother. I was getting acquainted with a truly wonderful girl.
Love.
Well, yes, love. Yeah. I admire that girl. You know, she's practically taken care of her mother and her whole family since her father died. Well, she's a brave, grand, wonderful girl.
Fine. You be in love. But remember, we leave town next Saturday night. There'll be other dames in other towns.
Shut up. She's not a dame.
All right. She's a flower. A prairie flower. A little sunflower. A stinkweed. What do I care? But don't let your love stand in the way of me making $40.
Hey, Dr. Gagel, I'm here.
There
I bought the money.
Ah, the money. Just a moment, and I shall...
Say nothing.
What?
Listen, Doc, you take that money and I'll expose you in this town. I'll tell them what a dirty faker you are.
Johnny, someday I may hate...
Just a minute, Penny. I'll be right out.
Hello, Johnny.
Well, howdy. I've got some good news for you. Dr. Giggum has made you a present of the entire 40 bottles he sold your mother.
Oh, that's really too much.
No.
Yeah,
nothing.
I think it's too much.
Nothing at all. Is it, Doctor?
I have nothing to say.
You see, the doctor's like that.
Yes.
Now you can take that money and put it right back in the bank. Oh, of course, there is a slight charge for the medicine.
Yes, what is it?
Well, you have to go out with the doctor's assistant.
Oh.
You have to spend the afternoon with him and a part of the night looking at the moonlight.
Oh, that's easy to pay. Let's get started.
Okay. So long, Doc. I'll see you tonight at the show.
Johnny, this has been a wonderful, beautiful day.
Oh, it's gone too fast for me. It's almost time for me to get back to town and put on that burnt cork and start telling jokes.
Oh, but someday you'll be a great doctor. As great as the man you work for now.
Well, let's not think of that.
Johnny, don't you really like Dr. Giggum? I should think you'd be thrilled to be around a man who's performed so many cures. Why, look what he's done for Mother.
Penny, there's something I...
Yes, Johnny?
Oh, never mind. I've got to get back to town and get back to work.
Penny? Oh, Penny, where have you been?
Tell Mother, what is it?
Oh, Mother, are you ill again? Oh, Penny, this time it's the worst yet.
Oh, darling.
Penny, go get Dr. Gagum. Maybe he can help me. He's the only one I trust. Hurry, Penny. This pain is awful.
Yes, Mother, I'll get him right away. Right away, dear. Mother, he's coming right away. But he's bringing another doctor with him. Johnny said he had to.
Why? I don't trust no other doctor. Oh, I won't have no doctor. He killed my son.
I don't understand. Oh. But Johnny said he had to be a doctor in town. Here they are. Here they come. Now, Mother, please do whatever they say. Will you please,
no,
darling?
Take that doctor out of here.
Mother, dear.
I don't trust him. Penny, you know better.
Mother.
That's the same doctor who killed your brother.
Mother.
Take him away. Oh. Take him away.
Mother, just a minute. You've got to listen to him. He's a real doctor.
No. I'll listen to Dr. Giggum. Dr. Giggum.
Mother, will my mother help her, doctor?
I'm sorry. I can't do anything. This case is really serious.
You're a great doctor. You should know what to do.
Penny, listen to me. The doc here's a fake. He doesn't know any more about medicine than a child in kindergarten. Your mother needs a competent physician. I knew that the other day. That's why when you came after us, I insisted on bringing a real doctor. Get to work, Doctor.
Very well.
No, no! I don't want him! I don't trust him!
Mother is dead.
Oh, no, no.
Your mother died of a ruptured appendix. The care of a competent physician at an earlier stage would have given her a chance to live. But your mother died, still crying out that she didn't trust him, that she wanted this fake doctor. Your mother died because she preferred to trust a charlatan selling useless mess.
Oh, Mother, my poor dear mother. And she trusted you. I trusted you. Oh, Doctor, how could you do it? I'll trust you.
You can save your words. They won't do any good now. Oh. This isn't the first time he's brought death.
No, yes, it is, Doc. I know I deserve whatever you say about me, but I just settled the stuff, Doc. Never intended to harm the woman. You tell him
that's I'm true, that's true, Penny. I tried to tell you the other day about you, about us. We just travel from one town to the other, selling colored water to the suckers, seeing some of them get well from it. Seeing them turn to us instead of to the real doctors in their towns.
And you're not the only one. They come every year and we have to stand by. See our own patients turn to you fakers. Maybe someday they'll stop your silly claim that you can cure cancer and all the other ailments of man. But until then, there's nothing we can do.
But there's something I can do. I trusted him. My mother trusted him. I can kill him, and I will. Let go of my arm, Dr. Garvey. Kill my mother.
Don't say that. Don't say that. You're just as much to blame as he is. Hill's kind couldn't live if it weren't for your kind.
I think I'll be going.
Yes, get out of Wichita. Get out of this town. Go on to the next one and the next. But someday there'll be laws to stop you and your kind.
Johnny, my boy, are you moving on to the next town with me?
No, Doc. You've lost your assistant. What? I'm staying here.
But, Johnny...
No, don't stay anymore, Doc. Just get going. I'm staying here. I'll go to work doing something.
And I suppose maybe you'll make everything all right with the girl.
I can spend a lifetime trying.
Well, Johnny, the best of luck to you. I guess I'll move on over to a town called Newton. I ought to find a few folks who'll be in the market for a mighty good tonic.
Yeah, sure, you'll find them.
But I'm going to be more honest, Johnny. I'm going to sell this tonic just to cure rheumatism, colds, chilblains, and flat feet. No more serious diseases. Aha, Johnny, I'm on to my next million. So long, my boy. It's on to the next town, the next village, the next
Yes, on to the next village of suckers. On to more ailing people. Anxious to pay $1 for a bottle of the marvelous Indian elixir of life. More rigid laws have banished the fabulous claims of the medical fakers, and the Wichita Business Protective Bureau will see to it that no fakers are allowed to operate in this city. Listening to a dramatized picture of early day Wichita, as inspired by the stories found in the back files of the Wichita Eagle. All characters and names are fictitious, but the background and incidents are authentic. Now, this is Vernon Reed inviting you to listen again next Friday evening to another story of This is Wichita.